Astropad's workbench looks like remote desktop at a glance, but the company is pitching it for a different job. Supervising AI agents running on Mac minis, with iPhone and iPad as the control surfaces.
That's a key shift. It assumes a human is watching and steering an autonomous workload, not fixing a frozen laptop. So the priorities change: visibility, interruptibility, and responsiveness.
Low latency streaming isn't just polish here. The piece argues latency is the product. Without quick updates, you can't intervene in time to approve, edit, or recover a task before it drifts.
And the Mac Mini choice reinforces that. A small, always-on local box can be a practical deployment anchor for teams experimenting with persistent agent workflows, sitting between cloud and full workstation fleets.
That makes Workbench feel more like an operational console than ordinary remote access software. Designed around supervision, interruption, and rapid intervention rather than simple reachability.
It also occupies an interesting middle ground, not cloud-only orchestration and not traditional desktop support. For groups that want ish setups without heavy infrastructure, it's a plausible option.
Importantly, the article frames this as a category signal. Agent workflows create new operational problems. You need auditable, interruptible autonomy, not just task execution.
Workbench isn't presented as a replacement for orchestration stacks. Instead, it's a complementary control surface for the human in the loop when supervision, not direct operation, is the model.
The takeaway is about legibility. As agents run continuously, the winners will be tools that make autonomy understandable from a distance. Clear state, fast interruption paths, and mobile access.
If that framing sticks, the competitive set shifts. This won't look like IT support anymore. It'll look more like the emerging infrastructure around supervising autonomous work.